This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
NFL reporter Tony Pauline reporting the Steelers are interested in Calvin Ridley. Riddle me that, Limits. You interested in him?
If it's at the right price.
I am. He's coming off 2,000-yard seasons. Of course, he stinks so far this year. Look at that offense and look at that quarterback. He's still averaging 18 yards a catch. Just last year, he just turned 30. So he's not ancient by any means. Plus, he sat out a year.
Yeah.
His previous two seasons, he had 140 catches for 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. Yes, give me some of that, Limits.
Yeah, very productive player. Do we know what the cap hit is on Calvin Ridley?
No, and I don't feel like looking it up. Ridley. Let's get to our standings.
Yes.
I've given you everything you need here, right? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And we're now entering our What's Cooking segment, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy today with a high of 51. Nick Herbig, a low of 29. Tony Mantha. And as I mentioned earlier, I loved his goal the other night. When he wound up in the goal, the play was over. They scored. And just for good measure, he punched a Vancouver defenseman right in the face. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What's the score in our predictions between you, me, and Donnie? And by the way, it's a Donnie Football Friday. Donnie is in Florida celebrating his birthday, and that's brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Go ahead, Limits. What's our record?
So Donnie last week had the best week of us all and went 5-2.
Uh-huh.
I went 4-3. So Donnie and I are now tied one game over 500 at 23-22. Joe, you went 3-4, but the week before you went 7-1.
Yeah.
To make up a huge deficit. You currently sit at 20-25.
I'm only three games out with a whole season
left,
Limits.
That's right. You're making your way up. You're getting there.
What do we got? And you can read. Donnie texted us his picks, right?
Donnie did text us his picks.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's start with number 15, Missouri, is at number 10, Vanderbilt, Joe. 2.5 points is currently the spread in favor of the Commodores. Donnie goes with Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'm a big Vanderbilt fan. They've been just beaten up in football and to some extent basketball for a lot of years. I don't trust Missouri necessarily. And I love Nashville, so I'm going with Vanderbilt. Thank you.
Bo Prabula plays for Missouri. The new head coach at Penn State might be the Missouri coach. But I think Diego Pavia and the story that he has and the way he's carried Vanderbilt will lead them to a win. Clean sweep around the board.
Mm.
Number 3, Texas A&M is favored by 2.5 at number 20, LSU. Donnie goes with LSU. I am with Donnie. I think the Fighting Brian Kellys pull off the upset.
No, I think the Fighting Brian Kellys are in trouble here, mostly because of Brian Kelly. Don't his own players even have to be sick of him, Limits? Texas,
you know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled.
Texas A&M's offense puts up some big numbers. I'm going with them, mostly because I hate Brian Kelly.
TCU is 16.5-point favorites at West Virginia, Joe. That's a huge number, and Donnie is okay with it. He's going with TCU.
Well, picking against West Virginia, except for the Pitt game, has worked out really, really well for me this season. And let's see what TCU's done here.
They're 5-2.
Oh, my God. They blew out Bill Belichick, but everybody does that. Yeah. Hey, I'll go TCU. More accurately, I'll go against West Virginia.
I'm going with the Fighting Crowleys. 16.5 at home is a lot of points. NC State at Pitt. The line is currently Panthers by 6.5, Joe. And that number, I think, is a relevant one, 6.5, because I think it's a little bit too high. And NC State will cover in the game. I do think that Pitt will win, but NC State does cover. Donnie, in his picks, goes with Pitt.
Do we have an update on Pitt's injuries on defense limits? Could you brief me on that very quickly? What's happening with those guys? They had a bunch of key injuries defensively.
Yeah, they're basically still going with the next man up mentality because they have a ton of guys that are still hurt, and I'm trying to find the correct and most accurate up-to-date injury report here for you. But one of those guys, Des Reed, has also been banged up.
Yeah.
And same thing with Kyle Lewis. He was hurt in the Syracuse game. It's not looking good for them regardless. Still banged up with a lot of injuries.
I mean, NC State stinks. They've lost their last three real games. They gave up 45 to Duke. They lost to Virginia Tech. And they got hammered by Notre Dame. They beat Campbell. Maybe that was former L.A. Laker Tony Campbell. Or
yes.
Former Auburn quarterback Jason Campbell.
Or maybe Penn State linebacker Amari Campbell.
Could be. 56-10. I don't know. Even with the backups in, Pitt looks pretty good to me these days, and they're energized, and they're playing well and winning. I'm going with Pitt.
Rasheem Biles, Kyle Lewis, and Blaine Spires are all questionable on the defensive side of the ball.
I don't care.
Nick
Pitt's
Lappy
covering.
As well for Pitt. All right, to the NFL. Browns at the Patriots. New England's favored by 7.5, Joe.
I already told you all about this game. Browns cover and win outright.
Donnie has New England. I have New England. You're the only one going with Cleveland. Jets are at the Bengals.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's favored by 6.5 points. I think that the Bengals will run away with this one. Donnie thinks that the Bengals will run away with this one. What does Joe think?
I think the Bengals stink. And I think that the Jets will probably get some work done in this game offensively, believe it or not, with Tyrod Taylor. So the Bengals might win, but I think the Jets cover and might win outright. You like that, Limitless Wonder?
Ooh, that's a bold take. I do like that. All right, the Bears are at the Ravens. It's a 6.5-point spread. Joe, you think that this is too large, correct?
Way too large. I'm going with all these teams opposite the AFC North teams. The Bears aren't getting any respect in this game. The Ravens have stunk. Before Lamar Jackson got hurt in Kansas City, were you watching that game? They stink.
Donnie is going with the Bears as well, and I am also going with the Bears. Think that the Lamar situation is just way too fishy to me right now, Joe. I mean, he's coming back from injury, but there's talks that he wants a new contract, and there's a little bit of a dispute there. I think that ultimately they'll win, but they will not cover.
How about Earl Campbell? Remember him? How about Eldon Campbell? You know who he is?
No.
Wrong. He played for the L.A. Lakers.
Thank you. Finally, Steelers, Packers, Green Bay is favored by 2.5. Donnie is going with your Pittsburgh Steelers to win by 2.
So am I. I said 30-28 earlier in the show. I think the Packers' pass defense is vulnerable, and I think Chris Boswell wins the game on yet another Aaron Rodgers late-game drive.
Donnie,
let's see if the defense can hold.
Donnie picks 26-24. I'm going to post our scores. I have 31-28. The Steelers will pull out the victory. I feel good about this one, and I don't feel necessarily bad about the Steelers going into this game because I thought they'd lose in Cincinnati, so they're kind of where I thought they'd be, but this is the litmus test for what they're going to be moving forward.
Limits, I hope your weekend is nicer than Jerry DePaula. I'll see you Monday.
Thank you, Joe. I wish the same for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.